paid for by Pete Ricketts for Senate.
All right, 7:39 on News Talk WJAG. And it is that time, the third Wednesday of the month, and that means it's Ask the Doctor Day. Dr. Keith Rubicki joins us on the show today. Dr. Keith, good morning.
Good morning,
this
Jeffrey.
Morning. You're proud of the Lincoln East kids winning the...
Oh, that's fantastic. As a former baseball player in Clarkson, Nebraska, I am with them all the way.
Yeah, love baseball. It was summertime, and we never had to practice.
Exactly.
We practiced a little bit, you know, like preseason, but then, you know, just games.
Exactly.
It was good. All right, is my toothpaste and my mouthwash affecting my health in a negative way?
Yes, well, what I'd like to speak to about this morning is the molecule nitric oxide.
Okay.
Nitric oxide is produced in our cells. It's a gas, and there are basically two major areas of the body it's identified and produced in large amounts. One is in the arterial lining. Our arteries are lined with endothelial cells, and within there, they release nitric oxide, particularly if you stretch the muscle, stretch the artery. What is nitric oxide is responsible for vasodilation. So if you have an artery with good amounts of nitric oxide, the artery will dilate, will be flexible, and then blood flow of circulation is allowed to go through the artery. If you're lacking nitric oxide, the arteries get stiffer and stiffer, and then circulation decreases, and what increases is blood pressure. Mm. Now, nitric oxide, because it's a gas, it's only produced and for about 2 seconds. It's kind of a messenger molecule. And if you think of it as dominoes, it's the first domino. And if you release it, it sends other cofactors, enzymes, and then the body functions happen. But it's not detectable with the blood test. You know, as physicians, we're used to drawing magnesium, potassium, vitamin D levels, et cetera. You can't do that with nitric oxide. So you have to depend on symptoms. And one of the leading early symptoms of nitric oxide deficiency in the body is erectile dysfunction, both in men and in women. And we're starting to see much more of this starting in the 40s, exactly when nitric oxide starts to decline for reasons we'll discuss. Mm-hmm. But the lack of nitric oxide to the sex organs, the engorgement decreases, the blood supply decreases, and then we lose the function sometimes of those organs. The next symptom that is very common following that, as we just mentioned, is hypertension. The root cause of most people that get hypertension is the lack of nitric oxide. And it kind of explains why people, two-thirds of adult Americans are being treated with medications that either target the kidneys or the calcium to treat blood pressure. But 50% of Americans on blood pressure meds, it isn't working. Doctors are constantly struggling to change medicine, to increase the medicine, but their blood pressure refuses to respond because they're lacking nitric oxide. So
what are we doing? We're putting a Band-Aid on something rather than going backwards and finding the root cause.
So the root cause is things that we are doing to decrease our nitric oxide. And the other place in the body that it's produced is in our oral cavity. The oral microbiome, the bacteria that lay on our tongue, are essential for the production of nitric oxide. Here's how it works. You consume green leafy vegetables, and celery being the best. You consume those in the oral cavity. If you have these bacteria in your mouth, then you produce nitrates, and nitrates go into the stomach and back into the salivary glands, and then we swallow the saliva into the stomach. If we have good acidity in the stomach, we're producing nitric oxide. So that's a major source of nitric oxide production, particularly when we age. Now, what are we doing? What have we been doing for 100 years almost? We've been using fluoride in our toothpaste, fluoride in our water. We've been using mouthwash for that they brag, Listerine, Scope, 99.9% of the bacteria in your mouth will be killed. Exactly what we don't want. Yes. Because when we're doing that, we're destroying these bacteria in our mouth that are essential to produce nitric oxide. And if you don't have nitric oxide, your blood supply to your brain, to your heart, to your liver, to your kidney, vascularity decreases. You know, all major illnesses are due to lack of vascular supply, blood vessel circulation supply. If you don't have good blood supply to an organ, you won't oxygenate it, you get inflamed oxidative stress, and it's really one of the root causes of the escalating rates of cardiovascular disease, ischemic heart disease, and of Alzheimer's dementia.
Where's the American Dental Association in all of this?
Well, actually, they're finally starting to respond to it. You know, the researchers and people that have, there's 190,000 different articles now written on nitric oxide and its mechanism of action and its importance. And the people have gone, scientists are presenting before the American Dental Association. And there is starting to be a swing away from them giving toothpaste with fluoride and maybe not fluorinating our mouth during our examinations, etc. Mm-hmm. But we as consumers, now knowing this, if I use fluoride in toothpaste, if I use mouthwash, and if I take a PPI for heartburn, I have just destroyed my ability to get nitric oxide. And if I'm lacking nitric oxide, I'm going to have hypertension. I'm going to have ED. I'm going to have a higher risk of heart disease and dementia. I'm going to also get diabetes. Nitric oxide is essential for insulin to bind to our cells, to absorb glucose, and prevent the onset of diabetes. So the majority of people that have adult onset diabetes, and you know the rate in America is just huge.
Oh, yeah.
The root cause is because they do not have nitric oxide being produced in either their vessels or in their mouth.
Oh, man. And then so we go right to the pharmaceuticals, and then one thing leads to another. But like you say, you just made your case. It's the opening domino.
Exactly. It's the opening domino. Now, if you remember, I think one of our first podcasts, Jeffrey, we talked about the right way to breathe, right?
Yes, we did.
Through our nose, right?
Through our nose.
Now, why? We mentioned it, but we didn't mention it enough. But if our nasal cavity and our paranasal sinuses have the richest amount of nitric oxide in the body, the epithelial cells up there, there's an enzyme called EOS, nitric oxide synthase. And if we bring air to our lungs through our nose, mm-hmm. we bring nitric oxide into our lungs, and that spreads throughout the body. And then here we go. We're oxygenating our tissues so much better than just oxygen alone. 50% of children are mouth breathers, and that's increasing, mm-hmm. and that is leading to a deficiency then in the ability to oxygenate across the body.
Wow. I remember cross country. Our coach would tell us, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Smart coach.
Yeah, it was a little difficult when he had a cold, but that's how it goes. Regenerative medicine and nitric oxide?
Yeah, you know, we have stem cells, and when we get injured anywhere in the body, our immune system responds, and stem cells go to an area to make that area heal. That does not happen well if indeed we are not have nitric oxide. So nitric oxide is responsible in a big way for our immune system to work well, the mobilization of stem cells to move throughout the body mm-hmm. to heal it when it's injured.
Man, oh man. And then nitric oxide and hormonal systems.
Well, what they've discovered
is... Let's talk about the gals.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing. You know, just like testosterone or estrogen hormones, nitric oxide has been found to have a hormonal effect across the body. So if you increase it in one area of the body, i.e. the mouth, you're going to increase it in other areas of the body, the genitals, the brain, the heart, etc. So it has hormonal effects in that way. It's a messenger molecule, and it's essential. It's probably the most fundamental molecule that the human body makes, yet nobody knows about it, right?
Well, nobody talks about it. You obviously know about it. And where is the healthcare industry? Why are we not focused more on these things rather than how do I fix it? The Band-Aid rather than the root cause.
Yeah, you know, this is discovered in 1998. It got the Nobel Prize for Science at that time. And so in medicine, anything new takes at least 17 years to get to the
general
masses.
Public.
Yes. And this is not being taught yet in our medical schools, you know, the importance. They identify the molecule, what it is, but they don't get into the importance of it. And, you know, unfortunately, I think still in today's medical schools, the curriculum many times is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, when you can't patent something or make a lot of money off of something, I tell you what, it's tough to get in.
You host a lot of these kids, medical students. They come to work in your clinic.
Yeah, and they go back and they just...
wouldn't believe what Rebecca told me up in Norfolk.
Yeah. How come we're not learning this?
And, yeah.
You know, they're spreading the news. So I do want to mention, so as we age, we significantly decrease our ability to produce nitric oxide. So there's a scientist, Dr. Nathan Bryan, spent his whole career researching nitric oxide and developed a couple products that really are, I think, miracles in being able to help people that, if I can't produce it, how do I get it?
Right.
And there are, you'll see over the counter, you know, beets, beetroots, et cetera, raise your nitric oxide. Unfortunately, they don't work. You have to have adequate acidity in your mouth. You have to have the nitrate. You have to have the bacteria, et cetera. Unless you get rid of things that are destroying it, you're not going to produce it. So Dr. Bryan developed a lozenge, actually, that he sells from his company, N101. And a lozenge that you place in the mouth, it dissolves, it's releasing nitric oxide, and people are doing it twice a day, and they decrease their blood pressure. Fascinating about blood pressure, by the way, too. You know, if you once you decrease or eliminate your fluoride toothpaste and mouthwash and stop taking PPIs, within 2 weeks, your blood pressure will decrease by 10 to 12 level. Yeah, it's a significant decrease. And so these are things that we should be aware of. Look at my toothpaste. If it has fluoride in it, consider not using it. There's really no reason to use mouthwash. And if you're on a PPI, talk to your doctor about ways of weaning off and getting off of that, because that is destroying your ability to have nitric oxide produced in your body. And that is, as we mentioned, a foundational molecule to our health.
Wow. If you joined us right in the middle of this and you're wondering what the heck's going on, we're going to have this up on the podcast page. Just go to WJG.com, click on podcast, and then look for the doctor's pick. Give it a click here, and we'll get this up. Increasing nitric oxide for better health. Super awesome. We always learn. Man, I just always feel so much smarter after I talk to you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
There's people I talk to, I feel dumber after I've talked to. But I always feel smarter after I talk to Dr. Vermicki. That is Ask the Doctor for August of 2026, 752.